Today's meditation I wanted to do because I have been going through this self-discovery season and confidence season with standing in who I know I am, not who I was taught to be, and not who I carried into my adulthood, but figuring out my adulthood and again who I know to be. I want to trust my spirit to lead me. I want to trust myself to be authentic and to own who I am in all my softness and all my worthiness, because some people will envy it, some people will embrace it, some people will be inspired by it. I do believe that. And I will find my tribe of people where I'm accepted. I am finding places where I'm being accepted and embraced, and it feels good. It feels good to not have someone question who I am, to not have someone question my softness as disingenuous. I am who I am. I stand in that. I'm loving it. I'm embracing it. I'm allowing myself to be in my quote-unquote soft girl era. And most importantly, that I found a man, my husband, my king, that embraces my softness, that he feels safe in my softness. Feels good. Feels good that that's who he wanted to marry. That's who I am authentically and uncovering. And we both are loving this. We both are loving this part of my journey. It's beautiful. It's safe. It's our harmony. And so if you stayed this long, I thank you. And let's get into the meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Take a slow, deep breath in and release any tension. As you feel yourself sinking onto the surface you're resting on, becoming still, more comfortable and relaxed. Take another slow, deep breath in and release your thoughts, letting them drift far away. And take another slow, deep breath in and know that in this moment all is well. Bring your awareness to your heart in the center of your chest and notice a softness there. A feeling of peace. Take a moment to enjoy this feeling as you quietly focus in your heart and follow your breath in and out. Bring your focus more deeply into your heart as if you're standing there now inside a cozy room. And imagine that there, deep in your heart room, you find a beautiful cord woven of golden threads. But as you look more carefully at the cord, you see that it has become severed, become broken in half. One side of this cord leads up to your mind, and the other side connects into your heart. This cord, when whole and properly in place, allows you to know with certainty that you have the answers you need within you. It allows you to tap into your inner wisdom, receive direction that's good and true, and know that you can trust and use your own inner direction in your daily life. In short, it allows you to trust yourself. In order to mend and restore this cord, you will envision yourself in three scenarios in your life: knowing, following, and trusting your own inner guidance. To begin, consider a situation in your life where you have uncertainty and need to know what to do. You might normally ask someone else's advice, but not this time. Imagine yourself going within into your own heart. Feel the presence and power of your own inner knowing, your own wisdom. Your own wisdom is rich and powerful and comes from all the experiences you've ever had. Imagine you are plugging into all that accumulated wisdom and becoming filled with inner certainty. Any stress you may have experienced about what to do is dissolving as a feeling of calm, quiet assurance comes over you. Take another look at the golden cord in your heart, and you'll see that now it's partially mended. Some of the threads are still unconnected, but it's definitely better than it was before. Consider another situation where you might be faced with the need for advice or direction. Imagine yourself going within into your own heart. Feel the presence and power of your own inner knowing, your own wisdom. Again, your own wisdom is rich and powerful and very deep. Imagine you are plugging it into all your accumulated wisdom and becoming filled with inner certainty. Any stress you may have experienced about what to do is dissolving as a feeling of calm, quiet assurance comes over you. Take another look at the cord in your heart and you'll see that now it's almost entirely mended. There are still a few threads that need to be healed, but it is well on its way. And you definitely feel stronger inside. Consider one more situation where you might be faced with the need for advice or direction. Imagine yourself going within into your own heart. Feel the presence and power of your own knowing, your own wisdom, and imagine plugging into it and becoming filled with inner certainty. Any stress you may have experienced about what to do is dissolving as a feeling of calm, quiet assurance comes over you. Now look at that beautiful golden cord in your heart. It's completely mended, with no sign that it was ever broken. In fact, it's radiating with light. Your heart and mind are connected now, and you have full confidence in your own inner wisdom. Listen to the following affirmations and allow them to resonate deep within. I am learning to trust myself and to rely on my own good inner wisdom. I am taking the time to listen within and follow my own inner guidance. I have a deep reservoir of inner wisdom and strength, and I am calling upon it whenever I need to. My heart's wisdom is solid and dependable, and I am valuing and appreciating it. I am keeping my own counsel and following my heart. It will soon be time to bring this inner journey to a close, but first, take a moment and thank yourself for giving yourself this gift. You have the ability deep within to know whatever you need to know in any given circumstance. And you can trust yourself. Don't ever give that away by seeking advice outside of yourself when it is not necessary. Allow all the benefits of this experience to stay with you as you gently bring your awareness gently back to your physical body. Take your time, and when you're ready, open your eyes and feel awake, alert, and refreshed.